And that's why AAC is so important. Any questions?
How do I delete a button?
Yeah, the button that he always hits, animals, he loves animals. Constantly pressing those buttons during my class, how do I delete just like the whole animal category? I want him to use math. I want him to only say math words.
I have a question.
I can't even figure out this thing. The kids are not gonna be able to figure it out.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but what if we had three buttons that was like quiet hands, quiet mouth, and bathroom? I feel like that would be like so perfect. I would use it all the time.
Tommy used to say three words with his mouth, and now he says like 100 on that thing. What a regression.
I sing to the students every morning for morning meeting, and ever since you got that thing, my student has been saying, shut up. That is so rude. Delete that button.
My student keeps asking for his favorite food, munchkins. We can't have that during lunch. Delete it.
Tommy has the system when he goes to the bathroom. He's really good at it. He has to do three twirls, look at you in the eye, smile, then frown. And then he takes a blue circle and he puts it in his red folder. And that's how I know he has to go to the bathroom. So after he does that, he just hits bathroom on here. Too confusing. He's not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, this is too many buttons, but I do have a suggestion. By the way, next week I have a lesson on tadpoles and the circus. Better yet, tadpoles at the circus. I'm gonna need you to add like 200 of our vocabulary words on the tadpole's life cycle into here.
You know what? I didn't think Johnny was gonna use this, but he's been asking for his favorite food. He's been asking to go to gym, his favorite class. And he even says mommy when he's feeling homesick. It's great.
Delete all those buttons though, because he's been talking way too much. It's so disruptive.